We continue on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah, three lines up from the bottom to be exact. The Gemara previously mentioned that it would be permissible for a Jew to rent a field to an idolater because of Arisa Arisuse Ka'avid, that he's a sharecropper and we assume he's doing his sharecropper duties. And therefore, a sharecropper has his own rights. And even when he's working on Shabbos, there's no concern. It's not nikreis al shmo of the Jew, and therefore it would be mutter. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, lo yaskir adam sadehu lekusi mipnei shenikreis al shmo. V'kusi zeh osebo melacha b'chol shamoed. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that you cannot rent a field to a kusi because it's nikreis al shmo. The field is always associated with him, and he would do work on it on chol shamoed. And the assumption is that it'll nikris al shmo of the Jew, so it'll always be associated with the Jew, even though the kusi is now working the field. Aval ovke chavemai, but what about renting the field to an idolater? Shari, da amri arise aruse arususe avid, because we assume that he would be a sharecropper, and therefore there's no reason to someone who is noticing the idolater working the field will not assume he is doing work on behalf of the Jew, rather that he's doing his own work. Yahari kusinami, amri arisa arisuzi avid. Why don't we make the same svara for a kusi, that he's a sharecropper, he's doing his own job, he's not working on behalf of the Yisrael? Answers the Gemara. Arisa, arisusa, Rav Shimon Elazar, leisle. Rav Shimon Elazar doesn't even hold of this concept of arisusa, that he's a sharecropper. In other words, even an idolater, we don't say the reason why it's permissible to rent the field to an idolater is because he's considered a sharecropper, or people will assume he's a sharecropper. So, elo over kachav in my time a mutter. Well, then what's the reason why, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you're allowed to rent a field to an idolater, even though he's going to work it on Shabbos? Damrinan le vitzayas. You know what the reason is? It's because you will tell him that you can't do work on Shabbos, and he'll listen. That's why. You're allowed to rent the field to an idolater, and you tell him you can't work on Shabbos, he won't. He'll listen to you. So kusi nami amrina leitzayis. So why not? So tell a kusi the same thing. Don't work on Shabbos. Kusi lotzayis. A kusi is not going to listen. You know why? Kusi's not going to listen. To Amar, a kusi is going to say, ana gemir natzfei nach. I know more than you. Why? Because a kusi is a convert. Whether their conversion was out of fear or not, whatever it is, they converted, and therefore they, in their mind, they have more knowledge. So they'll think they have more knowledge than you. So then the Gemara asks, well, hold on a second. If that's the case, that the reason why you can't rent it to them is because they're not going to listen to you, well, then the real prohibition that you're violating if you would rent out a field to a kusi is that you're placing a stumbling block in front of him. That's why you can't sell it. And that's why you can't rent it out to him. It's not because of nikreis al shmo that it's associated with the kusi. So why didn't we give the reason of Lifnei Iver, instead of focusing on of this answer of Nikris al Shemo? Answers the Gemara. Chada v'od ka'amar. It's one and another answer. In other words, Chada mishum lifnei Iver, one of the reasons why, or then perhaps the primary reason, even though it's not mentioned, the reason that you can't rent out the field to a kusi is because of lifnei Iver. V'od. And the second reason is Mibnation Nikris al Shemo. It's because it'll be associated with the Kusi it'll be associated with the Yisrael and not with the Kusi. So according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, it's permissible, well, even according to everybody, it's permissible to rent a field to an idolater, but according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you have to tell him not to work on Shabbos. According to the previous Gemara of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you wouldn't need to tell him to stop on Shabbos, because we'll assume he's a sharecropper doing his own work. And based on that, Tosfos says on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that Rabbeinu Tam paskin that the halacha is like Rabbi Shem ben Gamliel, and therefore hiter li Yisrael shenasan beso la soso bekablanus livnos bo afilu b'Shabbos. So when you hire a contractor to do a job, you're not paying him hourly, you're paying him for the job. You would, says Rabbi Natam, we paskin like Rashi ben Gamliel, and therefore we could hire the contractor to do work on your house, even on Shabbos. Let's assume for the moment that the Jewish family is not living in the house. That might be different, but just working on the house. And even so, the whole long arichos here in Tosfos, but at the end, the way towards the bottom of this big Tosfos, arisa, arisusi ka'avid, says Rabbeinu Tam, even though he was makel by kabilus, hichmir alatzmo, he was still machmir about himself. Even though he paskin for others that he could be lenient, he was machmir on himself. And when he built his home, he didn't allow idolaters to build it on Shabbos. Even though it was done by kablanus, it was done, they paid for the job, it wasn't an hourly rate. So there was no issue of schar Shabbos. So he was still machmir. And that seems to be the case for us, that we are machmir. Certainly if the Jewish family is living in the house, then we're strict. And if you're in the Jewish community, we're certainly machmir for a number of reasons. And therefore, we take Rabbeinu Tam's chumrah, and that's how we tend to paskin on that issue.